I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. As I've said many times on this segment, science is not perfect, but it is generally self-correcting. Sometimes it takes a bit too long, but you've got everybody working to not just follow along, but to try to see if anybody else is wrong. So literally, everybody's looking over your shoulder when you're doing science, because they want to make sure you're doing it right. That's why, despite all their many flaws, we have peer-reviewed journals. And as important as they are, they do make mistakes. Actually, many people believe that they're making more and more mistakes, and there's more and more problems with peer-reviewed journalism as it becomes more about profit than scientific accuracy for some journals. Now, this one goes back to 2013. They're just retracting it now. It appeared in the hopefully very ashamed-feeling International Journal of Impotence Research. They published a paper that said that the compound Impaza, and that's used for stimulating endothelial nitric oxide synthase, that it could increase sexual behavior as well as make rat penises larger. It sounds like one of those late-night commercials. The researchers claimed that Impaza may be the most valuable treatment for erectile dysfunction. It's not a treatment for anything. They're completely wrong. The paper never, ever, ever should have been published, and now it's finally been retracted. So what was the mistake? What did they get wrong? It's homeopathic. And we've talked about homeopathy here on the show, and maybe you take a homeopathic cold medicine. Well, you're throwing your money down the toilet if you are. I'm telling you that right now. If it actually is homeopathic. Now, there have been homeopathic erectile dysfunction drugs, but they haven't actually been homeopathic. They worked because they actually put controlled substances in them. They put the key ingredient Viagra in them. So, yeah, they did work, but they weren't homeopathic. Because to be homeopathic, they can't work. Homeopathy does not work, except for the very, very powerful placebo effect. So basically, if you're taking any real homeopathic medicine, you're just taking a placebo. And you can believe that it helps you, and science shows that the belief means maybe it will help you a little. But there are limits to that, and there are certainly things that a placebo's not going to help you get past. Like cancer, I can give you a drug that says, it'll cure cancer. You're still going to die from cancer without other treatment. Well, you might be saying, wait, Jeff, how can you say, hands down, that homeopathy doesn't work? Well, that's really, really easy to do. And let me just read from the retraction. I'm quoting here. The reagent is diluted beyond the point to which any active molecules are expected to be present, and there is no molecular analysis to support the presence of molecules at these dilutions. These concerns have caused the editor to lose faith in the reliability of the findings. But that is exactly what homeopathy is. You take something that has no benefit by itself, but supposedly has some kind of magical resonance, because homeopathy is magic. It's magical thinking. So whatever substance you're using, it's not something that can treat the illness or condition by itself. And usually it's like sympathetic magic half the time. You know, where like treats like. I mean, we're talking medieval era medicine at this point. So they take this substance and then they add water and dilute it. And they add more water and they add water. It's so much water that in any sampling of it, you are not likely to find any molecules of the original substance, any at all. But the theory is that those molecules, that substance, creates some kind of magical vibration with the water. So basically, with homeopathy, all you're getting is water mixed in with some kind of filler. That's it. That's all it is. The rest of it's bullshit, unless they've added some kind of active ingredients. But by its nature, by its very definition, homeopathic medicines have no effective ingredients, period, none. It's just nonsense. And it gets even worse. This drug, supposedly, comes from a Russian medical research lab, and 5 of the 7 authors were affiliated with that lab. I appreciate the retraction, but 7 years later, and over something this incompetent, the International Journal of Evidence Research has proven themselves to be pretty impotent themselves. Shame on them. Now, here's a story that's actually real. It is a first, it's important, and it's never happened before. Twice, people who were infected with HIV have had levels of the virus in their bodies drop to undetectable levels after they had a bone marrow transplant, and that was permanent. But no one has ever just had a spontaneous cure until now. There also seems to be a second person who also has spontaneously cleared themselves of HIV. They didn't think that this was actually possible. How did it happen? We don't know. Now, it is possible this is a false result. Maybe there was something flawed with the type of HIV that they were infected with. If this is the case, that two people have just cured themselves, their immune systems have wiped out HIV, well, that's something we really want to know how that worked, and scientists will be studying that. I've been on a number of porn sets, and I've certainly watched my fair share of porn videos. I was a reviewer at one time, and I've seen a lot of different types of ejaculation. Varies a lot from person to person in terms of volume and distance. But why? What's going on there? And what is normal? Of course, there's lots of variation over time. As we get older, things get to change a bit. Something that I have sadly discovered over the years. And I don't think most of those changes were for the better. But anyway, let's take a look at the data. And we're getting this data from the World Health Organization, you know, the people we defunded here in the United States and don't want to talk to anymore because, you know, science. Can't be mixing that in our public policy when we're so busy mixing religion in. So according to WHO and to the International Society for Sexual Medicine, on average, you're looking at 1.25 to 5 milliliters of semen per ejaculation. That's about a quarter to one teaspoon. Teaspoon, guys, not tablespoon. The idea of these massive amounts of ejaculate, that's not average. And, of course, a lot of the stuff you've seen in porn films doesn't really reflect average or even reality. A lot of those squirting videos you might have seen involved water balloons inserted in the vagina. So porn isn't really your best source of information. But here's some interesting tidbits. A person with a chronic illness, such as diabetes, will probably see a change in their semen, and hormonal issues can influence semen quality. So, you know, if you're not in good health, it's going to be different. And, of course, your diet and smoking and other things can impact semen quality. Most research shows that regular exercise improves fertility and sperm quality. And there are studies that suggest it might also increase semen volume as well. And then genetics plays a role. Some people just ejaculate more than other people do. And that's purely genetics. There's nothing you can do about it. But in my experience, there are only a few people I've seen. And having been in the swing community around porn, I've seen an awful lot of people ejaculate, I think, far more than the average person. And the massive ejaculations are less common. Now, there kind of was some truth in the movie Something About Mary with the famous ejaculation scene. It tells him, you know, if you want to not come too quickly, you should masturbate. But when you masturbate and then you have sex not long thereafter, of course you're going to have less volume. But you probably are also going to have less distance. But let's be honest here. You don't get extra points for distance. On a porn set, when they have to shout duck, that's not necessarily considered a great thing. But in Something About Mary, you definitely got a little distance, went up into his hair. Yeah, that could really happen. And of course, age is a factor. But here's something that will surprise you. You tend to produce the largest volume of ejaculate when you're in your 30s. Now, the only time you need to be worried about semen volume is if you're trying to get someone pregnant. And there has been some research that shows that small semen volumes may indicate that a person has lower fertility, although that hasn't been confirmed. But the bottom line, as long as you're able to ejaculate and sperm comes out, you're doing just fine.